All produced by IRIB English Radio.
Saturdays. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Bismillah, words that seekers of sanctuary repeatedly recite. Words that the very cautious in search of protection often repeat. I seek refuge with Allah, the Exalted above all, from the oppression of the unjust, from the deceitful malice the envious use to lay snares and traps, from the injustice and outrage of the tyrants, and I sing his praise. Do better and go beyond other praisers. O Allah, thou art one, has no partner, and is the Lord and Master without being made. There is no discrepancy or nonsense in thy commands, nor there is lawlessness in thy kingdom. I beseech thee to send blessings on Muhammad, thy servant, thy messenger. To let me ask thee for enlightenment and inspiration, so as to be thankful for thy bounties, which alone get thy approval ultimately. To help me to obey thee and instinctively worship thee, and make me deserve thy rewards on account of thy very patronage. And have mercy on me and prevent me from breaking in the bounds of thy prohibitions as far as I am kept alive, and show the way unto that which is useful and advantageous till I go on survive. To let me take to heart the meanings of thy book, and by its reading, throw down the heavy burden of sins, and receive welfare and salvation as a gift. Let not my family and friends who love me leave me alone. Let thy favors reach me in abundance during the remainder of my life, exactly as they used to be made available for me in full in the days gone by. Oh, the most merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the Almighty. Dear friends, salamu alaikum. And welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Be with us, because today we're going to speak about the morals and behavior of the Holy Prophet Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny.
يا حبيبي يا محمد يا سلام عليك يا رسول، سلام عليك يا حبيب، سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك.
Today Friday is the 26th of Rajab 1444 of Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 28th of Bahman 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 17th of February 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We'll listen to the first ayahs of chapter Al-Muzammil from the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
يا أيها المزمل.
O you who wraps himself in clothing.
قم الليل إلا قليلا.
Arise to pray the night except for a little.
نصفه أو انقص منه قليلا.
Half of it, or subtract from it a little.
أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
Or add to it and recite the Quran with measured recitation.
لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
ما لنا رب سوى.
The tone of the opening verses of the blessed chapter reflects that the noble prophet is divinely called onto steadfastness and preparedness for an immense obligation acting upon which requires spiritual growth. It would be interesting to note that the noble prophet is herein addressed as wrapped in garment. He is urged to rise at night since his foes are asleep at the time and people desist from following their daily routines, hence further preparedness for meditation and spiritual growth.
وصلي على الهادي حبيبي جد الحسن رسولي معدن الجود إمام الحرام نبينا خير من يمشي على قدمي يا عاشق صلوا على سيد الكون سيد الكون صلى الله عليه وآله آه يا نبي.
It's good to continue the morals and behavior of the Holy Prophet. Islamic leaders have offered advice to their followers in all areas of life. They have done so to make every member of Islamic community perfect in all social and individual aspects. The role that their good conduct and noble traits plays in the lives of young people is more than the one played by their speeches. A person's real identity is manifested through his conduct more than it is through his words. Words come out of one's mouth, where one's conduct and ways of behaving come from the bottom of one's heart. The conduct of the Prophet Muhammad and his family can be a best model and example for the establishment of an ideal Islamic society and a utopia. The Holy Prophet's conduct, behavior, and way of life are the best examples for Muslims as well as all other people to follow. He is, in fact, the best manifestation of Islam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, in this show we are going to talk about the morals and behavior of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, I want to have a look at the Prophet's cleanliness and orderliness. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was fond of scent and spent more on buying perfumes than on food. His pleasant smell filled the air of any place he passed, so that whosoever passed there knew that the Holy Prophet of Islam had passed that way. He used to brush his teeth frequently and washed his blessed hands both before and after meals. Whenever the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was about to leave his house, he would look into a mirror or into water. He always left home with a clean, pleasant appearance. We see how beautiful. It's beautiful to see and to hear that our Prophet was a clean and pleasant entity and person. Our Holy Prophet was known as a pious and sincere person and worshipper of God. The Holy Prophet of Islam had great love for ritual prayers, as we said earlier, so that during the night he would get up several times, brush his teeth, and then offer the most devoted prayers. He would stand worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and talking sincerely to the Almighty Creator for so long that as a result of so much standing in prayer, his legs were swollen. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam took lessons from watching the sky, the moon, the sun, and every other things in nature, and these phenomena attracted him to their Creator more than to themselves. He was so devoted and pious that not even for a single moment was he enchanted by any luxury or pleasure of this mortal world and life. In short, the Holy Prophet of Islam was a perfect model of all excellent virtues and sublime human qualities.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
Let's listen more about the Prophet's trust in Allah, an example to all people. You know those situations the Prophet was involved as they are related in the Quran, demonstrate his resignation and submission to Allah. Whatever the situation might have been, the Prophet always submitted to Allah in the knowledge that there was beauty and goodness in all that he created. These words of the Prophet to his people as related in the Quran are a telling instance of that submission. If good happens to you, it galls them. If a mishap occurs to you, they say, "We made our preparations in advance," and they turn away rejoicing, saying, "Nothing can happen to us except what Allah has ordained for us. He is our master. This is in Allah that the believers should put their trust." There was in chapter At-Tawbah from the Holy Quran, verses 50-51.
You're our Prophet, our beloved. Truly you are most just and kind.
You're our Prophet, our beloved. Truly you are most just and kind.
You're our Prophet, our beloved. Truly you are most just and kind.
We have a short part about valuable lesson from Prophet Muhammad's life, and that was, we can summarize it into one sentences, and that is, he upheld the truth at all times. Yes, before that miraculous night when the Holy Prophet was appointed as the final messenger, the whole city of Mecca called him by the worthy name of As-Sadiq Al-Amin, means the honest, the trustworthy. This not only placed the people's firm belief and trust in him, but when he finally began to preach the religion of Allah, people adhere to his attestations.
First and foremost, the Prophet was true with himself. He was able to maintain such sublime character because he was truthful with himself. History tells us that long before the Prophet began his mission, long before he received his first revelation at the age of 40, that he had acquired two epithets, that society, people in society knew him as As-Sadiq al-Amin, the truthful and the trustworthy one, and that he had adopted these titles long before he actually began his prophetic mission. And these are the most important elements of a refined ethical character, that one is truthful and that one is trustworthy. And this is why we find that the sixth Imam of Ahlul Bayt, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, peace be upon him, when he describes the way to identify whether a person is truly honest, whether a person is truly devout, truly pious, the Imam says, do not be fooled by the amount of prayers or prostrations or cycles of prayer that a person performs, nor the amount of fasts that they observe. لا تختروا بصلاتهم ولا بصيامهم. If you want to test the true character of a person, he says, ولكن اختبروهم عند صدق الحديث وأداء الأمانة. Test people when it comes to their honesty in speech and when it comes to the way that they fulfill their promises. In other words, test them when it comes to their honesty, their truthfulness. Test them when it comes to their trustworthiness, because it is these characteristics that are the basis of a refined moral character.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you for listening to us. There was today's special from IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic. We'll learn more about the Prophet of Allah, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny. Inshallah. Thank you and have a nice time.
Mustafa, anta nabiyul amin, wa sayyidul mursaleen, rahmatan lil alameen. جئت بالحق اليقين أنت النبي الأمين وسيد المرسلين رحمة للعالمين جئت بالحق اليقين
Food for thought.
Salam everybody, and let us listen to a thought-provoking saying from the Prophet's seventh infallible successor, Imam Musa Kazim, peace upon him. For the steadfast, a misfortune is only one, while it is twofold for the impatient.
Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day. Here at IRIB English Radio, today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very noble and beautiful hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Baqir alayhi salam. This hadith is about laziness. Imam Baqir alayhi salam said, "I hate a man, or I hate for a man to be lazy in his worldly affairs, and whoever is lazy in his worldly affairs And whoever is lazy in his worldly affairs will be lazier in his affairs of the hereafter." Laziness is something very, very bad, and we have numerous hadiths about it. For example, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "The bane of success is laziness." And he also said, "A believer desires that which stays and renounces that which perishes. His laziness is far from him, and his energy is constant." This is a very interesting hadith. The actual words of the hadith are da'imun nashatuhu. His energy is constant. Imam Ali also said, "Laziness corrupts one's hereafter." And he said, "Whoever obeys slackness will lose rights." His rights will be lost. You have to fight for your right. Imam Ali also said, "From slackness comes laziness." And he said, "Combat slackness with firm will." And he said, "Delaying work is the title for laziness." It's the definition of laziness. You know, something that you can do right now, the work that you can do right now, if you delay it for later on, that is what laziness actually is. Imam Sadiq has also been reported to have said, "Udubul amal al-kasal." The enemy of work is laziness. These are all beautiful hadiths that, you know, if we own a business, we can kind of write these hadiths down, put them there for the workers to look at, remind them not to be lazy. Imam Baqir alayhi salam said to some of his children, "Beware of becoming lazy and bored, for they will both forbid you from your share in this world and the hereafter. Right? Becoming bored and lazy. When you become bored and lazy, right? Your effort that you make in this for your worldly success, to the extent that we make an effort, to that extent will we see its rewards in this world and hereafter. Right? Conversely, if we're lazy and we don't work hard, right, we cannot be successful neither in this world or in the hereafter. But yeah, obviously, working hard is not the only element necessary for being successful. It's also necessary for us to work smarter, not necessarily work harder. These are all elements which are necessary conditions for our felicity and sa'adat in this world and in the hereafter. So not only should we think about avoiding laziness, we should each of us should devise a plan that can help us combat this laziness so that we can achieve this success we're talking about. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at laziness in the words of Imam Baqir alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعجل فرجه. السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International School Network. So here we are with some of the students of Sevier International School, Brother Hussein Ruhullah, Ali Nasir, and Hassan Nasrullah. Welcome to your brothers. How are you, Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Okay, good. How about Hassan?
Alhamdulillah, sir. How are you?
Welcome, everyone. Thank you so much. In this session, inshallah, we will talk about the longest ayah in the Quran, which is ayah 282 of Surah
Baqarah.
Al-Baqarah in page 48. This is the longest ayah, and this ayah talks about a lot of important things in trade, business, okay, these things, and loan, these things. So, we will not read all the ayah, okay, because it's a long ayah and needs a lot of time. We'll just read some of the lines, okay, here, like 2, 3, 4 lines, inshallah, the rest of them. As an example, we read, okay, we'll mention some points, we'll do some of the tajweed rules, okay, then the rest of them, inshallah, you will be practicing by yourself, all right?
Yes.
So, let's everyone, brothers and sisters, turn to page 48, the longest ayah. In Surah Al-Baqarah, in the whole Quran, we will listen once to the recitation of this ayah up to وَلَا يَبْخَسْ مِنْهُ شَيْئًا. This one, here, okay? Listen, everyone.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا تداينتم إذا تداينتم بدين إلى أجل مسمى فاكتبوه وليكتب بينكم كاتب بالعدل ولا يأب كاتب أن يكتب كما علمه الله فليكتب وليملل الذي عليه الحق وليتق الله ربه ولا يبخس منه شيئا.
Nice one. I will recite Hassan Hussein Ali Nasir and brothers and sisters. Then inshallah you will repeat after me up to وَلَا يَبْخَسْ مِنْهُ شَيْئًا here. So أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ
أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ
بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا تداينتم بدين إلى أجل مسمى فاكتبوه
يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا تداينتم بدين إلى أجل مسمى فاكتبوه
وليكتب بينكم كاتب بالعدل
وليكتب بينكم كاتب بالعدل
ولا يأب كاتب أن يكتب كما علمه الله
ولا يأب كاتب أن يكتب كما علمه الله
فليكتب وليملل الذي عليه الحق وليتق الله ربه
فليكتب وليملل الذي عليه الحق وليتق الله ربه
وليتق الله ربه ولا يبخس منه شيئا
وليتق الله ربه ولا يبخس منه شيئا
أحسنت ما شاء الله. It's enough up to this part, okay? The rest of them, inshallah, you can practice. You can, inshallah, listen to the audio as well. Allah Almighty talks about a very important issue here about trade, about business, these things. Some important points I want to tell you. Actually, 19 important points are mentioned here, okay, about how to trade, okay? When someone trades, okay, like having business, how to have business. When you give someone some money, for example, on loan, how to do this. 19 things are here mentioned, important issues, okay, important points. I'll mention some of them. Like, for example, Allah Almighty says in the beginning of the ayah, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا تَدَايَنْتُمْ بِدَيْنٍ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّنْ فَاكْتُبُوهُ O people who believe, okay, you who believe, if you are giving someone some money on loan till an exact time, for example, okay, till an exact time, what should you do? فَكْتُبُوهُ You should write it. Pen it down. Alright?
Yes.
You should have as a document with you.
Yeah.
Because maybe sometimes we forget. Okay? If you say, okay, Hussein, he asks me like for $100,000, for example. So I give him. And we have no writings, okay? There is no document. Maybe tomorrow, maybe he will forget. Oh, God forbid, okay? He dies. Or I die. So this, it will be very difficult for us. Or maybe, God forbid, he is a good person, but someone else, for example, maybe he will deny. He'll say, no, you've not given me any money. Come on, prove it. So you don't have any document to prove it. Yes? That's why Allah Almighty says, be careful, you have to write it. But in the next ayah, inshallah, we'll talk about it. When you trust someone, like your father, your brother, your best friend, yes, your teacher, you trust him, okay? And you know that he will not become a bad person and he will give your money back, there's no need to write it. You can trust him. But to guarantee that he will, pay back your money, you got to write it.
Yes. All right?
Some rules are there that in front of a writer who is fair, he should write, okay? How should we write? These things, there are many points, inshallah. You can refer to the Tafasir book, inshallah, to learn them. All right? So, just this part I told you, that you have to write and make sure you do not forget it. This is the command of Allah Almighty. Like a lot of people, okay, misuse this way. They go and ask some people who are so kind, they go and ask them, can you please lend me some money, for example, until like March? They will say, yes, I can give you, but you have to give me back, okay? They'll say, okay, I'll give you back. They don't write anything. But yeah, on March, when they ask their money back, no, you didn't give me. You just said, I don't have money. Come on, I gave you money. Yes? They will deny it. So that's why Allah Almighty says, be careful to write it, okay? Pin it down. Have it as a document with you. You can prove it easily. Even if you go to the judge, okay? The judge will judge you based on the documents, based on the proofs that you have. Otherwise, if you don't have anything, yes, he is right. You have not given him. You don't have any proof. Okay?
Yes,
that's it.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا
القرآن. Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
Now we will move on to the Tajweed rules from Ya Ayyuhal Ladin Amun up to Wala Yabkhas Minhu Shay'a. The rest of them, as an example, we're doing this, okay? The Tajweed rules. The rest of them, inshallah, you will do. Ya ayyuhal ladhina. The mad on this word, it's not wajib, it's jaiz. You know it because ya is a letter that indicates one word. Ayyu indicates another word. So two separate words.
Yes.
Hamza and ya, the alif mad, are not in the same word. They are in two separate words. That's why mad is not wajib. It is?
Jaiz.
Instead, it's jaiz. يا أيها الذين آمنوا. This mad is also jaiz. The same rule is applied. إذا تداينتم نون ساكين plus تا حسين. What rule is applied here?
إخفاء.
إخفاء. Hide the sound of noon and produce a nasal sound. Yes, Hassan?
Yes.
إذا تداينتم. Here, تداينتم ميم ساكين plus با. What rule is applied? Mim sakin plus ba. If it was nun sakin plus ba, we would apply the rule iqlab. But mim plus ba.
Ikhfa.
Ikhfa. Idha tadayantum bidaynin. Budar ikhfa. Bidaynin ila idhar. Ajalim musamman. Ajalim.
إدغام.
إدغام, yes. مسمّن.
إخفاء.
إخفاء. فاكتبوه. مسمّن فاكتبوه. جيم tells you, Hassan?
It's better to stop or it's just to continue or just to stop.
Ah, yes. It's just to continue or to stop. Both are correct. Two options. وَلْيَكْتُبْ بَيْنَكُمْ كَاتِبٌ بِالْعَدْلِ here. كَاتِبٌ تَنْوِين. Next word starts with ba. Katibun bil adl. What rule is applied?
Iqlab.
Iqlab. You have to change the tanween sound into a hidden meme sound. Katibun bil adl.
Yes.
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 Half meme sound. Wala ya'ba katibun ayyaktuba kama 'allamahu Allah. The letter lam in the word Allah has to be pronounced with a light sound or heavy sound, Hussein? Ali Nasir?
Heavy.
Heavy sound. Because there is a dhamma sound before.
Yes.
فَلْيَكْتُبْ وَلْيُمْلِلْ فَلْيَكْتُبْ Ba has a qalqala rule.
Yes.
فَلْيَكْتُبْ وَلْيُمْلِلْ Lam is also sakin here, but since the next word starts with a sakin letter, so إذ التقط الساكنتين حرك بالكسر, you put a kasra there, okay? There is a special rule, tells you that put a kasra with lam, okay? And then, assign the letter lam with a kasra, then read it. وَلْيُمْلِلِلَّذِي Join it with the next word.
Yes.
Yeah, lam with lam. وَلْيُمْلِلِلَّذِي عَلَيْهِ الْحَقُّ عَلَيْهِ الْحَقُّ Right? Skip Hamzatul Wasl.
Yes.
وَلْيَتَّقِ اللَّهَ Aha. The letter lam in this word, in the word Allah here, is it a heavy sound? Does it have a heavy sound or light sound?
Light sound.
Why?
Because there's a
kasra. There is a kasra. Great. يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ قِي. Yes, Hassan?
Yes.
Read it. وَلْيَتَّقِ اللَّهَ
وَلْيَتَّقِ اللَّهَ
أَحْسَنْتُمْ رَبَّهُ وَلَا يَبَ Right?
Yes, قَلْقَلَ
Yes. وَلَا يَبَخَسْ خَا has a heavy sound. وَلَا يَبَخَسْ مِنْهُ شَيْئًا Right?
Yes.
Brothers and sisters, we mentioned the important points in these four lines of Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 282. Inshallah, the rest of the examples, the rest of the rules in the coming lines of this surah, this ayah, okay? You can practice the rules. You can apply the rules. They are easy. We mentioned some of the examples. So, thank you so much for being with us. Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasir, do you have any questions?
No, sir.
No, sir.
Okay, brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with IRB English Radio. We recommend you stay with IRB English Radio, inshallah, in the coming sessions. We'll be here with you every day, a Quranic session, inshallah. We'll have here. Thank you so much. Thanks to IRB English Radio, Sevier International School, and yeah, that's it. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us the sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome. You're listening to The Last Savior. This is your host, Zainab. I am with Dr. Karimi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Well, dear listeners, as we know, to know about Imam of our time, it's really important to know about the Imam himself, and it's also important to know about his friends and foes. And some of his friends and foes have been discussed in the signs. Yes, we had been talking about the signs of reappearance, and right now we had been talking about a person named Sufyani who will rise before the reappearance of Imam. Because there are many false claimants who say that I am Sufyani. So how we can actually recognize, is it the real certain sign of reappearance? Is it the real Sufyani who has been talked about a lot in the narrations? In this episode, we'll talk about the place of his uprising. Yes, Dr. Karim, in our previous session, we concluded our session with the narration which said about, we concluded our session with some of the sayings which say that where Sufyani is going to rise. But you said there are a couple of narrations that lead us to one conclusion. I would want you to continue.
Sure. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As I mentioned in the previous session, when it comes to the place of the uprising of Sufyani, there are three groups of the narrations, and maybe at the first glance they may contradict each other, but we'll come to a conclusion which, according to which there is no contradiction between all these narrations. As you rightly mentioned, we are talking about the signs of the reappearance of Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, and of course the definite ones. And maybe one of the most important ones in terms of the signs is that of the uprising of Sufyani. Because of the fact that, because of the number of the narrations that are quoted from the mouth of the Ahlul Bayt about this person himself, about all the details of his uprising, and also about the, the number of the countries which will be involved after his uprising. And of course, the other issue that I think we talked about is the fact that, he will try, his main goal is just to kill the Shia.
All right.
So that is why, as Shia, it is very important for us to know about different details of the uprising of Sufyani and himself. We talked about some of the details about him. According to some narrations, and of course when we are talking about the place of his uprising, we are talking about the place where he begins his uprising.
Okay.
Because he will go to many places, many countries like Iraq, even Medina in Saudi Arabia, and so on and so forth. Now, according to the first group of the narrations, his uprising begins from what we call it Sham. Let me share a couple of narrations.
And
in
you
this
said
regard.
This Sham is not what we call Assyria.
Exactly. I shared this narration and then I will explain about the word Sham.
Yeah.
There is a narration, for example, in Kamaluddin, page 328, chapter 32, hadith number 7. And in another narration, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, Yakhruju bisham. Sufyani will begin his uprising from Sham. Fayanqadu lahu ahlu Sham. And the people of Sham will obey him, will act upon his orders.
Okay.
This is in Al-Ghiba by Nu'mani, chapter 18, page 316, hadith number 14. Now, having said that and answering your question, it is very important to know about the word Sham, because it is mentioned in many narrations, and not in all the cases it is referring to today's Damascus or Syria.
Syria.
When it comes to the word Sham, as it's mentioned in the narrations of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam, we are talking about the old Syria or the old Sham or what we call it Levant. And according to the books of geography written in the past, like Mu'jam al-Buldan, volume 1, page 103, that place, that region known as Sham in the past, includes five regions. Damascus, the city of Damascus, that nowadays it is in Syria, Homs, Qennasrin, these three cities, and then Palestine and Jordan. So right. This is very important. So right. Today,
so it's
Syria.
Not, it's not particularly Syria.
Exactly.
It could be many other things.
Exactly.
I'll ask you more on that after a short break.
Sure.
Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
This is the last Savior which comes to you.
Who is the Mahdi?
Longevity.
His training for the mission.
Reasons for his continued existence.
Reasons for delay in his appearance.
Al-Mahdi, in light of Hadith.
Al-Mahdi, in light of Quranic verses.
Women in the Imam's army.
The completion of knowledge.
The last Savior.
The question comes in my mind. What next? What next?
The final victory.
There are references to a person who will come as the savior of mankind.
I know he's one of the Ahlul Bayt and the last one, and he's going to change the world.
Welcome back. You're listening to Last Savior. This is IRIB English Radio. I'm with Dr. Karimi, and Dr. Karimi is helping us to know about Sufyani, who is one of the certain signs of reappearance. We're talking about the place of his uprising.
Yeah, as I mentioned, according to the first group of the narrations, he will begin his uprising from Sham. But Sham in such narrations is referring to the old understanding and sense of the world. And according to the books of geography, it's not limited to Syria, but it also includes Palestine and Jordan, or at least some parts of these two countries.
So as we have a modern world, we have more borders. But when we go back to time,
exactly.
We did not have enough borders. So it could not mean exactly Syria.
Definitely. So because nowadays when, I mean, some people read the narrations about Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and they read about all these signs, they come across the word Sham and they just understand it to be today Syria. But this is not the case. It might be, but it's not limited to Syria. It includes at least two other countries, Palestine and Jordan. So this is a very important point regarding the term Sham as mentioned in the narrations. So this is the first group of the narrations according to which Sufyani comes from Sham. And as I mentioned, it includes five regions at least. The second group of the narrations talk about a region called Al-Wadi Al-Yabis. Literally, it means a dried land. There are some narrations in this regard in Kamaluddin, page 651, chapter 57, hadith number 9, and Al-Ghiba by Nu'mani, page 317, hadith number 16. Let me just share one narration in this regard from Imam As-Sajjad alayhi salam, who says, ثُمَّ يَخْرُجُ السُّفْيَانِ الْمَلْعُونَ مِنَ الْوَادِ الْيَابِسِ. So the Imam is talking about different events before the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and one of them is the uprising of Sufyani, and Imam calls him Al-Mal'un, the accursed one, and he will come from Al-Wadi Al-Yabis, the dried land. This is in Al-Ghiba by Sheikh Tusi, page 444, hadith number 437. And the third group of the narration refer to the fact that Sufyani will come from Al-Maghrib, from the west.
Okay.
And I will explain what do we mean by this word.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter the
this line not forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old
Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam is quoted as saying, يَخْرُجُ عَلَيْهِمْ الْخُرَاسَانِ وَالْسُفْيَانِ There will be the uprising of Khurasani and Sufyani. هَذَا مِنَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَهَذَا مِنَ الْمَغْرِبِ Khurasani from the east and Sufyani from the west.
Okay.
This is in Al-Ghiba by Nu'mani, chapter 14, page 262, hadith number 13. But there are no contradiction between these three groups of the narrations. First of all, when the narrations, at least this narration, talks about East and West, it does not mean what we today understand by Western countries and Eastern countries.
As we said, the same regarding Sham.
Exactly.
That, today's Sham is not the Sham of that time. So that time, if it's mentioned in West, so it's not today's West.
Exactly. So it seems that the addresses of the imams in these narrations are the people of Iraq. So considering the country of Iraq, Khorasan or Iran is on the east.
All right.
And Sham or Syria is in the west.
West.
So Al-Maghrib in this narration is not referring to what today we understand by West and Western countries. It is referring to the west of Iraq. And we know that Sham or Syria is on the west of Iraq as well.
All right.
And when the Imam says that Khorasani comes from the east, it means the eastern part of Iraq, which is Iran, and also Khorasan is a part of it. So there is no contradiction between the first group and the third group of the narration. What about Al-Wadi Al-Yabis? The point is that according to the books of geography, Al-Wadi Al-Yabis is one of the regions in Sham, in Syria, as mentioned in Al-Ansab, volume 5, page 674. And there is also one narration in this regard. Imam Ali alayhi salam is quoted as saying, السفياني يخرج من ناحية مدينة دمشق في واد يقال له واد اليابس. Sufyani will come from a region in Damascus which is called Al-Wadi Al-Yabis. And another narration from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, فَإِذَا زَالَتِ الشَّمْسِ when the sun sets, صَرَخَ صَارِخٌ مِن مَغَارِبَهَا يَا مَعَاشِرَ الْخَلَائِقِ A person will call out and he will say that, O people, and of course this person is coming from the army of Sufyani, he will call out, من الواد اليابس من أرض فلسطين وهو عثمان بن عمبسة. He refers to the names, to the name of this person, and the fact that he is one of the offspring of Yazid ibn Muawiyah. We talked about the lineage of Sufyani in the past. So putting together all these narrations, Sufyani will come from Sham, but Sham in these narrations is referring to, as I mentioned, Damascus,
the Sham of the old times, not today's
Jordan,
Sham.
And Palestine.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Dr. Karimi. Dear listeners, we had been analyzing the places where there would be uprising of Sufyani. And we said it would be Sham, which at least includes five regions, not today's Syria. And it would be a dried land and on the west, not today's west. Dr. Karimi has said all that. You can also listen back to our episode on our official website, that's parstoday.com. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Where is the rising sun? Where is the spring of life? Where is the shining moon? Where is the firmest glow? Please, oh please, please come. Please. Oh, oh, oh.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never.